From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, of course, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. I'm going to give you the website, first of all, because we're out to crash it tonight, once and for all. They put in more servers, but we can get it. Go to criticalhealthnews.com for the information you need, criticalhealthnews.com. There is a toll-free phone number that they always set up to help you with advice. It's not to get on the show. We'll do that pretty soon. Call 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Great night of information for you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call them at any time. They're there tonight, tomorrow, whenever you need to be there. They are there, too, with you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com. And before I bring in Pharmacist Ben, I want to reiterate a story that came out 9 days ago that said vitamin and mineral supplements won't help you live longer. They could harm you. Get your vitamins and supplements from food. Let's bring in Pharmacist Ben. Ben, I hope to God you tell us that study screwed up.
Well, listen, you just got to use your common sense sometimes, okay? So it turns out that food is going to be the best source of nutrition. But nobody thinks about one little problem with the food. The food comes from the soil, and you have no idea what's in the soil. So just because they tell you there's 200 milligrams or micrograms of a mineral in an egg or in a Brazil nut or in a piece of broccoli doesn't mean that the broccoli you're eating or the Brazil nut you're eating or whatever food you're eating has that 200 milligrams or micrograms. So supplementation is an insurance policy for what should not have to happen. You know, we should theoretically be in the Garden of Eden, and the earth should be providing everything we need to survive. But George, that's not the world we live in
anymore. No. The planet used to, but yes. Until we screwed things up.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? Supplementation's not perfect. Food is perfect. And that's the way you always want to go. But as an insurance policy, supplementation is a must, number one. I'm telling you that just from a logical perspective, because there's certain key nutrients that the body needs. And then also I can tell you from my own personal experience, and I don't mean personal necessarily in my life, but my clinical experience watching people who supplement, what happens to their skin, what happens to their blood pressure. Their cholesterol drops. They get off their medication. They have more energy. They can move around better. I've seen this over and over and over again. This is why I've become like an evangelist for this. You know, over the last 10, 15, 20 years, I've made it my life's work to communicate what I have seen with my own eyes, George. And I couldn't live with myself if I didn't do that. So when I read studies like this, I don't pay much attention to it because I'm going by the common sense and the logic of it. Now, they say it doesn't extend lives, it doesn't increase longevity, because it's not a panacea. It will help you if you are in a deficiency state. It will give your body what it needs to do its work. But if you're eating a lot of sugar, you're smoking cigarettes, you're psychological stress, George, you know, a lot of these tests that we do, they don't factor in emotional, spiritual,
right,
mental crisis. You know, there's all kinds of factors that play into good health. Supplementation is a key element just by virtue, by dint of common sense. It's a must. And then also I can tell you from my own personal observations what I've seen.
Well, I've supplemented for years, Ben, and I'm going to continue to do that, of course,
I as well,
with the help from the folks at criticalhealthnews.com. But more importantly, there is no way that our food today will give you the kind of minerals and vitamins you need. There's no way.
No way. And you know, here's the thing. What people don't realize is that the plants make their proteins and their phytonutrients, their carotenes and their flavonoids, and even to a certain extent their minerals from what's happening in the soil. So that the vitamins and the amino acids and the fatty acids, all of the nutrients in the plant depend on the minerals in the soil. And we know good and well that the minerals aren't in the soil. This is what Dr. Wallach's brilliant insight was. And he'll be highly regarded throughout history as one of the leaders of this this movement to help people understand the impact of mineral deficiencies in the soil and the importance of replacing minerals. Minerals are fundamental to everything else. All the other food nutrients, from vitamins to phytonutrients to proteins and essential fatty acids and amino acids, come from the minerals, and they're not in the soils. So anything you could do to replace nutrients in your body, beginning with plant-derived minerals, is going to be in your health interest.
Ben, as you well know, Doc Wallach loves eggs, and he eats as many as he can every day. And there was a study that came out recently that talked about 1.5 eggs a day per person gives you an increased risk of heart issues than a person who doesn't eat eggs. And so I asked the doc when he was on with us 3 weeks ago, and of course he still swears by the eggs.
Well, here's the thing. That wasn't exactly what the study found. Or that wasn't exactly the conclusion that you would draw from the study. That's what the headline.
That's what the headlines put out.
That's what the headlines. So you see, nobody reads the studies. The study was what's called an epidemiological study. Have you heard that term?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they just ask people what they ate, and they try to control all the variables. This is not science. Science controls all the variables. So when you have places where skewing can occur through statistical algorithms, because that's how they come up with the conclusions. They use statistical algorithms. They use sampling. And by the way, you know the three kinds of lies, right, George? There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. Exactly.
Statistics. Well, I was going to say, how do you know if a politician's lying? His lips are moving.
His lips are moving. That's exactly right. So anyway, you've got these. What they did is they did an epidemiological survey where they asked a bunch of people, supposedly controlling for variables, and then got the results and plugged it into an algorithm. Now, how they came up with the algorithm, you know, there's just all kinds of statistical machinations. But the major point is they didn't ask the people how they cooked their eggs. They didn't ask them what they had with their eggs.
Exactly.
You know, so this is why it's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
If you make your eggs with margarine, you're going to have a problem.
Hello. Yeah. Exactly what I'm saying. So nonetheless, despite what you read in the article, the fact of the matter is an egg is a perfect food. And I'm not saying that hyperbolically or rhetorically or to exaggerate or to be dramatic. I'm saying it because an egg contains everything you need, your cells need to do their business, because an egg is a cell. So you're eating a cell. You understand what I'm saying, George? You're eating an egg cell. And that means it has everything in it, all the nutrients that we know of and probably a lot we don't know of, that feeds your cells. It's the perfect multi-nutrient. You know, we just talked about food. Versus supplements, this is like a food supplement. It has everything you need. So to demonize this powerful food, in my opinion, based on epidemiological non-scientific studies that are basically statistical mumbo-jumbo, it just seems unfair to me and a waste of a powerful, powerful food source, nutrient source.
Our special guest is pharmacist Ben Fuchs. When we come back at the half, we will start with your phone calls, and we'll take calls next hour with Ben. We're not here. These are not cures, but we're here to help you and benefit, make things feel a little better, give your body a chance to fight off its own illnesses and go from there. We got an email in, Ben, from Betty in Des Moines, Iowa, and she says, what can you do to boost your immune system? Of course, I recommend Carnivora, one of our sponsors, but what do you suggest?
Anything you do to give your body the raw materials, the resources it needs to drive its biochemistry will build the immune system. Deficiencies, nutritional deficiencies are one of the key elements to immune suppression. But what I would say, you know, is relax the body. When the body is under duress, and that could be physical duress as well as emotional or mental duress, the immune system is suppressed. So learning to relax the body, in addition to getting on a good nutritional supplement program and eliminating stressors on the body in terms of foods, especially sugar. Sugar depresses the immune system significantly after you ingest it, and if you're ingesting it all day, your immune system is going to be dramatically suppressed. So eliminating the sugar as well. Relax the body, get on a good nutritional supplement program, and also eliminate the sugar. If you want a couple nutrients, vitamin C is the king of immune-boosting nutrients, and selenium and zinc are the king minerals of the immune system.
So what's your reaction to this scare about measles these days? My gosh.
They have mandatory vaccines. You heard that probably, right?
Why, that to me is unconstitutional.
Pretty much. You know,
and they fine you if you don't do it.
I know. I understand. You know, vaccination is a whole other ball of wax there. I don't know if you've ever waded into the...
Oh, we've done some shows on that. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's so much political and emotional and personal decisions that have to be made with that. But I would think long and hard about vaccines personally if I had a kid or if I was thinking about doing it myself. Especially the flu vaccine, which is a crazy. That one's a ludicrous one. You know, I think there's like 30 or 40 different vaccines that people can have. The flu vaccine is the silliest of them all. But the measles is kind of interesting because there's a lot of people who believe that contracting measles strengthens your immune system to the point where you don't get cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of these viruses educate the immune system. The immune system is educable. It can be educated so that it can be trained and strengthened based on exposure. This is the so-called hygiene hypothesis. Have you heard this?
I sure have.
Yeah, it's the hygiene hypothesis that we've over-sterilized ourselves, that we haven't given our immune system a chance to educate. Now, there are probably, and I don't know this, but, you know, there's some controversy around the polio vaccine, for example, which is always used as the great success story of vaccines. It turns out that people are getting polio again. I don't know if you heard that. And there are other diseases that are very similar to polio, but they go by the names of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease, for example, which is increasing. So the polio virus caused these weird muscle disturbances to the point where the muscles couldn't work. The muscles would deteriorate, but there's a lot of diseases like that. So who's to say that what we call autoimmune disease is not relabeled polio?
Good point. Stay with us, Ben. We're going to come back in a moment and take phone calls. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to for all kinds of great information on a regular basis. And the toll-free number to call people who are there who will understand you, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. By the way, you can download the free apps in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. And if you have a computer or a smartphone, go to the website now and let's crash it. criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And there's a number to call for assistance for people who understand what Ben and Doc Wallach are talking about, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your phone calls on the program this half hour and next hour as well. These aren't cures, folks. We can't say that, but we can say we're out to help you, and that's the important thing. Isn't that right, Ben?
You know what? I hate that word cure. That's magic. We're talking science here. Cure is some kind of hocus-pocus. What we're talking about here is reversal.
And prevention,
so you don't even have to reverse. Exactly right. And, you know, that's a very good point you make, because sometimes we're healthy and we're strong and we're vital, and we think these kinds of ideas don't matter. In fact, they matter just as much as if your body is in a deteriorating state, because, like you say, it's about prevention first. Reversal comes after that. But make no mistake about it, it's in the body's nature to reverse. That's one of the great gifts of the human body, is that it has an adjusting system. It pulls the ups down and it raises the downs up, and when tissue is broken, it immediately initiates a healing action at the cell level and at the tissue level. And that is our assurance that our body can always be, the condition of our body can always be restored to its original or close to original state. Now, we have trashed out our environment, the air that we're breathing, the water that we're drinking, the glyphosate in the plants, and even in the rain, the toxicity that's everywhere is going to take its toll. But that's all the more reason to protect yourself. That's all the more reason to watch what you do voluntarily. There's things we can't avoid, George, but there are things we could do voluntarily, and that includes food, that includes learning to access the body's relaxation response, that includes a nutritional supplementation program.
Ben, is there an age where people should get and take advantage of the new digital era, where they can get blood tests done for blood chemistry?
I'm not a big believer in the test, because the tests are based on reference ranges. So if your score is 120...
But don't you want to know where you are?
Here's the problem, George. If you score a 120 in your blood sugar, it's measured by...
Which is pretty good.
Right? Well, no. 120 is the cutoff point for diabetes.
120?
Well, I think it's 120, 125, somewhere in there.
All right.
So if you have a 120, say, you're diabetic. But if you're 119.9999999, you're not. If you go over by that 0.00001, all of a sudden, you're a diabetic, you get diabetic drugs, you fall into the diabetic category on your insurance premiums. Everything is set up for you to be a diabetic, but it's an arbitrary number. These metrics that determine high or low are arbitrary.
Well, yeah, but here's my point, Ben. Don't you want to know the number?
You know, what if your number, what if 119 is a good number for you and 119 is a bad number for me? Everybody has biochemical individuality.
I know, but it's a reference point. You know, I come from, I like data. That's me.
If you have a reference point and use it as a reference point, that's one thing. But if you use it to get medicated or to have surgical procedures done, and you feel healthy, there's a lot of people go in and the doctor tells them their thyroid is fine, but they feel like crap.
Well, here's an example. How many people die of heart attacks because their arteries are all clogged up from whatever reason, right?
Right.
Now they have digital scans.
That's different from a metric, though. That's like an observation. You're talking about being able to...
Yeah, go in and get one of those tests
different.
At a
that's
certain
different.
Age. And then,
that's
you know,
different.
The doctor will say, your arteries look perfect,
observing.
Or this one's going to be blocked in 2 years.
Yeah, observing the body's different. I'm talking about blood tests where they test, they determine how much of this or how much of that is in your blood. I'm a little suspicious of those. But what you're talking about is a little different. Those are high-tech devices where they can actually see what's happening in the body. That's pretty amazing.
It sure is. Everybody should take advantage of that.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty amazing. Yeah, the technology that is going to be at our disposal in terms of us understanding what's going on in the body, that's going to be incredible here in the coming decades, along with all kinds of other technology. They're going to have virtual reality where they can walk into your arteries in 30 years. So, there's all kinds of stuff that's around the corner. Nonetheless, eating correctly, exercising, making sure you're breathing correctly, practicing your slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, meditating or relaxing somehow, and activating the parasympathetic rest and digest nervous system, supplementing. All of these are strategies that are going to still be relevant even in 50 or 60 years when we do know more about the body. But all of that stuff is amazing to me. I'm a techie.
A 53-year-old guy here in St. Louis, everybody knew him. He owned a Bentley dealership. And 53 years old, he worked out, died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's right. That's right. There's so many factors that are involved in how...
Had he gotten one of these digital scans, doctor might have told him, my God,
absolutely.
You've got three blocked arteries.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of stuff that we're going to be able to do in the future. And it's very exciting. You know, we sometimes forget, I shouldn't say we, I sometimes don't mention that medicine's advances in terms of its technological abilities is pretty mind-blowing. I mean, we're in the Star Wars age where you can do robotic surgery on somebody across the world. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, they just somehow or another they got computers in Japan and they can operate on somebody in the United States, right?
You got it. Let's go to the calls for you. Yeah. Terry in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hey, Terry.
Yes, I had a... I've been weight training probably for 32 years.
Good for you.
And I still weight train a couple times a week. But
that's awesome.
I've got a hernia in the groin area.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's a connective tissue problem. Hernias are a sign that the inside of the body is kind of poking through the connective tissue. It's a sign that the connective tissue part of the body needs to start, you got to start building that up, especially if you're putting stress on it by working out. If you're not doing things like bone broth and protein, essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs from longevity, Also, glucogel caps, anything you could do for arthritis will help you with your connective tissue, whether it's the fascia, which is what we're talking about with you, sir, or the connective tissue in your skin, if you have worried about wrinkles, or the connective tissue in your arteries, if you're worried about cholesterol or aneurysms or weakened arteries. Arthritis remedies like the glucogel caps and vitamin C, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, digestive enzymes, all of that can help reduce inflammation as well as help build connective tissue. And don't forget the chicken soup, homemade chicken soup.
You love that. You love that. Let's go to Joe, truck driving in Montana. Joseph, go ahead.
Hey, Joseph.
Yeah. I had a question, George, that kind of related to your first question out of the gate about supplementation versus getting your nutrients from food.
Sure. Go ahead.
And I do a little bit of farming on the side, and I was wondering if Ben could tell me if there are any particular nutrients or fertilizers I can watch for in particular to supplement my crop. I guess.
Now, that's a great question,
Ben.
That's
a great question. Bloom and Minerals from Youngevity. You will be blown away by what happens. When you put minerals, plant-derived minerals, back in the soil, the plants suck those things up and start to make proteins and amino acids, all the things they need to grow and thrive. They depend on the minerals that come from the decayed plants as well as the bacterial action that should be in the soil. You know, soil, as this, Joseph can probably vouch for, is the most mind-blowing substance on the planet, in my humble opinion. It's the difference between the moon and Earth. Soil is where everything happens, and this soil is the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to have bacteria in it, and it's supposed to have minerals in it that are all the end product of dead plants that have been laid down their bodies to the soil, as well as the activity, the bacterial activity on the rocks. And soil is the most amazing life-giving substance because it feeds the plants. It makes your plants big and bushy. It makes your tomatoes big and juicy. It's the most amazing stuff when you have good, rich soil, and the Bloom and Minerals are an amazing supplement. I mean, you'll be blown away. I've seen incredible things with that stuff.
Text and tweets for you. We go back to L.A. where Tom's got something.
This one is from Cassidy in South Dakota. I don't take supplements, but I want to. Please ask the pharmacist the best way to start a good supplementation program.
Healthy Start Pack. That's exactly what the Healthy
Start Pack. That's the smartest way.
Yep. That's what it was designed for people who don't know how to supplement but want to supplement. It's a simple program. You get it every month. It's called the Healthy Start Pack and has all the Mighty 90 essential nutrients.
That's the way to do it. Ben, how long have you been doing this? You've been a pharmacist for how many years?
Since 1985 or 86.
And now how long have you been a cosmetic chemist?
Well, I started developing cosmetic products when I was in college. I worked for the Blistex Corporation. I worked for the guy who invented Blistex, and then I started a compounding pharmacy. So
Blistex, the thing on for the lips, right?
That's the stuff for the lips. The guy who invented it was a professor and also my mentor, and I worked for him for 4 years, and I developed quite an expertise. And you know what, George? I discovered nutrition when I saw what it was doing for people's skin. I would use nutrients for people's skin, and acne would disappear, and psoriasis would disappear. People would lose weight. They'd have more energy. So I was like, wait a minute. And I had a little bit of an understanding of nutrition from pharmacy school, too. But when I saw what it was doing for people's skin, and to this day, when people come, and most people or many people know me as a skincare chemist, they come see me for various skincare issues. I put people on, the first thing I do is I work on their diet, their food, and put people on a nutritional supplement program, and the skin responds so amazingly, George, because the skin turns over, skin cells turn over so fast. So psoriasis, eczema, acne, dry skin, these kinds of conditions disappear within weeks, faster than any other health challenge when you start a nutritional supplement program for the skin.
We had another death of somebody else I know in St. Louis. They've been dropping like flies. He died of melanoma. How do these melanomas, these skin issues, kill you?
Well, let me cancer doesn't kill anybody. Cancer robs your body of nutrients, and that kills you. So really, at the end, we die of nutritional deficiencies with cancer. Cancer is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant cell, the cancer cell. And that's important. Nobody has cancer. Nobody has breast cancer or skin cancer. There's no such thing as breast cancer or skin cancer. There's breast cell cancer. There's skin cell cancer. And it's very important that we start to understand that when we're sick, it's the cell that is sick. and that we need to address the cell. And the cell doesn't need much, George. The cell needs food, it needs oxygen, and it needs a clean place to do its business, and that's it. And that's why we don't get told about this, because, you see, the doctor can't feed the cell, the doctor can't oxygenate the cell, the doctor can't detoxify the cell, but we can, and that's the key. If you can figure out how to clean, how to nutriate, how to oxygenate, and how to detoxify or keep the system clean, you can reverse any health challenge, because at the level of the cell where we're sick, that's all the cell needs.
And then when they pump you with chemotherapy and, you know, all that stuff, how does that work?
Well, chemotherapy is a poison that affects the fastest growing cells in the body. You see, cells,
which are cancer cells.
Exactly. Cancer cells are nothing more than your cells that are at their wit's end. They don't know what else to do. So they go from being what's called a eukaryote, which is a advanced cell, to they go backwards in time, and they start to act like a bacteria or a prokaryote, which means they have bacterial qualities. The cancer cell has bacterial qualities. What's the major bacterial quality? Growth. And bacterial cells are very they're unsophisticated. They don't have a lot of working parts to them, so cancer cells can't do their business. And then cancer cells are sociopathic, like bacteria. They don't form liver, and they don't form gallbladder, and they don't form spleen, and they don't form skin. They live just for themselves. They become uncooperative. And all of this is occurring because a cancer cell is a normal cell that doesn't know what else to do. Can you picture this? It's at its wit's end. It's been starving. It's been suffocating. It's been swimming in acids and toxicity. And so it's saying, you know what? It thinks to itself, they don't care about me, so I'm not going to care about them. And that's basically what a cancer cell is. And we punish ourselves. We try to kill this rogue cell. That's our strategy. That's why there's never going to be a cure for cancer, because a cancer cell is actually an adaptive mechanism for the cell. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. There's no question about it.
It's just it doesn't know what else to do. It's an adaptive mechanism.
What about fungus, Ben? What do people do to fight off fungus?
Bacteria and fungus live together in a nice harmony when everything is healthy. The problem is we kill off our bacteria with chlorinated water, with fluoridated water, with antibiotic-rich water, with antibiotics in the food, with antibiotics that we take intentionally, with poisons in the food. So we have, with glyphosate, what do you think, you know, a pesticide on a plant, that's designed to kill things. So
that's
when you
right.
use glyphosate, that kills your bacteria too, or any pesticide.
And kills you too, apparently.
Ultimately, yes, exactly. So when those bacteria die off, fungus overgrow. And fungus also loves sugar, and that doesn't help. So if you have a fungal infection, you know, toenails or skin fungal infections, or sometimes it happens in the tongue, in the mouth, that's a major sign of what's called dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria. Get yourself on the nightly essence from Longevity. Eat sauerkraut every day. You like sauerkraut, George?
Once in a blue moon.
It's a power food.
Not every day for me. But
no,
Ben, stay with us. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back next hour and take final phone calls for the hour for you. And again, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234.